stick with us and we'll have some fun.
Please join me in our responsive call to worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May be seated. Together, let us join in praying the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain
to receive honor and glory and blessing.
Let us pray. Everlasting God, we pray for the church universal throughout the world, for its unity in witness and service, for all church leaders and ministers, and the people whom they serve. For this association and this presbytery, as well as for all Christians in this community. It is by your Spirit that the whole body of your faithful people are governed and sanctified. Receive our prayers, which we offer before you for all the members of your church that are in vocation and ministry, that we may truly and devoutly serve you. We pray for the President of the United States and for the Congress and Supreme Court, for the members and representatives of the United Nations and for all who serve the common good, that by your help they may seek justice and truth and live in peace and concord. We pray for all who suffer, who are afflicted in body or in spirit, for the hungry and the homeless, the destitute and the oppressed, for all who suffer persecution, doubt, and despair, for the sorrowful and the bereaved, for prisoners and captives, and those in mortal danger. Comfort and relieve them, and grant them the knowledge of your love. Stir up in us the will and the patience to minister to their needs. We pray for comfort to those who sorrow, strength for those who suffer. Hear the cry of those in misery and in need, and their afflictions show them your mercy. Give us, we pray, the strength to serve them for the sake of him who suffered for us. We pray for those who have not yet received the gospel of Christ, for all who have not heard the words of salvation, for all who have lost their faith, for all whose sin has made them indifferent, for all who actively oppose Christ by word or deed, for all the enemies of the cross of Christ and persecutors of his disciples, for all in the name of Christ who have persecuted others. Open their hearts to the truth and lead them to faith and obedience. Let us commit ourselves, Lord, and pray for the grace of a holy life, that with all who have departed this life and have died in the peace of Christ, and all those whose faith is known to you alone, that we may be accounted worthy to enter into the fullness and the joy of our Lord and receive the crown of life in the day of resurrection. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus outside and sat on the judge's bench at a place called the Stone Pavement, or in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation for the Passover, and it was about noon. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but the emperor." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus. "For this I was born, and for this I came into the world.
To testify to the truth."
Thank you. And carrying the cross by himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, which in Hebrew is called Golgotha. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that before its shears is silent, so he did not open his mouth. Singing with a full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive the power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
What can I say for you? To what compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? To what can I liken you, that I may comfort you, O virgin daughter Zion? For vast as the sea is your ruin, who can heal you? Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Your sun shall no more go down, or your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many.
And a sword shall pierce your soul also.
At the cross's station keeping stood the mournful mother weeping, where he hung the dying Lord. For her soul of joy bereaved, bowed with anguish deeply grieved, felt the sharp and the piercing sword.
They compelled a passerby who was coming in from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be a servant also.
The people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction.
For the gate is narrow, and the road is hard and leads to life. And when they came to the place called Golgotha, which means place of skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or sandals, or a staff.
When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. I am the way and the truth and the life.
No one comes to the Father except through me."
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." And he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into my hands I commend my spirit." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
Now there was a good and righteous man named Joseph, who, though a member of the council, had not agreed to their plan and action. He came from the Jewish town of Arimathea, and he was waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Blessed are the pure in heart. The Lamb that was slain.
To receive honor and glory and blessing.
Let us pray. Blessed are you, Lord our God, now and forever.
Amen.
To Christ our Lord, who loves us, who stretched out his arms on the cross in order to embrace the world, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever.